live at ATIA 2011. It's Michael Off and caught up with Dan Wyrich here, and he's going to show us a demo of the forthcoming WindowEyes 7.5.
Right. Thanks for stopping by. We were just discussing the user interface. That's probably the biggest change that for users of WindowEyes, the first thing they're going to notice is the look and feel change, and it's a big improvement. I'm going to shift tab back to where I started from.
Change is low block radius.
So what we have here, folks, is basically you hit control backslash, and you get like a Windows Explorer list view, tree view of all of the settings that you can make instead of having to go into all the different six or seven menus like it currently has. So
right, so I can arrow up and down.
Keyboard, mouse, hotkeys, cursor keys closed 5 and 13. Hotkeys closed 4 and 13.
And if I right arrow,
you can expand those.
Right.
And Dan also mentions to me before we started recording here that I'm very excited about the fact that you can make all of your changes at once and then close it instead of in the past where you make a change, it pops you out, and then you got to go back into the menu and go somewhere else. So this is going to be a very, very nice enhancement.
Right. There's like a lot of Windows interfaces, I've got I can tab back and forth between the two parts of the dialog.
Save to disk as button.
I can save my changes, of course. I can arrow down.
Browse mode 1 and save step 2.
And if I wanted to make changes there, I'm just going to tab
browse
over.
Browse mode hotkeys colon. Link next PLCO-local is view 1 of 56.
So it said link. The next link is the hotkey is L, and that's global. So this user interface makes it very simple to make changes global or local. For example, we were talking just a moment ago about punctuation. Perhaps you want to make a change to WindowEyes to the way punctuation is read, and you want that specific to the program you're in or specific to everything globally.
So saved in the set format, or how does it work?
Yes, and the way the files are handled is a little different, and let's go back to
settings. B, browse mode 106, preview depth F. Open settings. O control O dialog.
So there are three menu items. First one's file, and it was open settings and
save settings.
Save settings. So that makes this very simple. The interface becomes much, much simpler. There's also
app management to pull down.
This is another change. Because the WindowEyes is, as everyone knew, WindowEyes scripting, we introduced at 7.0, the scripts that we've had for WindowEyes have been very simple to create and very simple to distribute. And one of the changes that we've made, which kind of better describes them, is now we're calling them applications. So now you're going to have a WindowEyes app. As opposed to WindowEyes scripts. And part of the reason of that is just to identify how they're used, the simplicity, and that they're adding on to the power of WindowEyes. They're not required to make WindowEyes work. Some other products, you need a script for everything. You know, there's some other products out there that everybody assumes it's not going to work unless you have a script to make it work. But that's not the case with WindowEyes. I spoke with someone not too long ago, today at lunchtime, who was talking about Oracle and the software formerly known as PeopleSoft, and how WindowEyes, how the another program required a lot of scripting to work, and with WindowEyes, it worked pretty much out of the box.
Yeah, that's really what you want. I mean, the scripting power is there when you need it, and it's great when it works out of the box.
Right. With WindowEyes now, we're kind of identifying those scripts as apps to explain and just better describe this adds functionality to WindowEyes.
Yeah, well, whenever you post them, just don't call it an app store because you might have to fight with Apple and Microsoft.
You're right. So, we thought about that.
Yeah. So what other features? This is very exciting, but what else can we see in 7.5?
Well, we're just going to hit some of the highlights. I'm going to show you one thing that is also very exciting.
App or phone. Documentation be pulled down. Remote assistance are pulled down.
Ah, remote assistance.
Remote assistance.
Right, so...
ask for help. A dialogue.
I just hit the right arrow, said ask for help, and then there's, of course,
help.
offer help. So this gives us a way for two people to assist each other. Someone's helping someone else use their computer, configure something, do whatever the case may be, offer some assistance, some technical help to that other person. So with this remote assistance, then with the next version of WindowEyes, you'll be able to do that, offer help and ask for help.
So I don't want to assume anything. Are you saying this is going to come at no extra cost as long as both parties have 7.5, or how's it going to work?
That's correct. They need an internet connection, and that's correct.
Wow. Very exciting.
Very exciting. I would like to demo it here. I can't demo it.
Right, you need another. Yeah, you need another machine, obviously, to make that happen.
Yeah, and a good internet connection. So.
No, but that is a very powerful feature. What's a tentative release date here?
Oh boy, that is the big question, and I hate to say soon, but that's actually literally the very truth. It will be very soon.
When it's ready, huh? That's it.
When it's
not
ready,
before it's time, right?
That's right.
No, very good. Any other features?
Those are the top ones that I like to talk about today. But I do want to remind everyone to watch out at www.gwmicro.com. We're going to be posting information there. You're going to find out a lot about it. And, of course, you're welcome to call us. It's 260-489-3671. And ask us questions. We'll be able to help you as time gets closer.
Now, I don't know how long it's going on. You have a special right now to help people get upgraded to the latest version, right?
We're always offering upgrades to WindowEyes. Sure, and I think the easiest way, again, would also be contact us. We need to know what version you've got and things such as that.
Oh, exactly. Okay, well, very good, Dan. Thanks a lot for the information. Live at ATIA 2011, this is Michael Law for Sarah Talk.